So, I was asked to come and do a gospel hour here this morning, and I didn't want to do exactly the old-time religion kind of deal, if you know what I mean. And I started seeing the friends who were here already at the festival. And so I asked them to come to join me for this morning, and let's see what happens here. And I got some friends, they're really angels is what they are. And starting back here with Casey Dreesen, make him welcome. Abigail Washburn right here. Kai Welch on trumpet. We've got Bob Heminger here on saxophone and woodwinds. He's a Colorado guy. Patty Griffin. And Buddy Miller. And my good buddy, we've been singing and playing a little bit over the years in studios and living rooms and on the road, Tim O'Brien. Right here.
Fathers are our role models. They're someone we can lean on. We're also their flesh and blood, and if they're not near us, we can feel them inside us. It's important to know that our fathers are vulnerable. When they're gone, we can feel a great loss, and when that happens, and those of us that are now fathers ourselves step more completely into that role of fallible strength. Today I remember my dad's conviction, serving his community through pro bono work and serving on the city council in my hometown. I remember him standing up for his beliefs, burning an Iranian flag on Veterans Day 1979 and getting arrested for it at the age of 66. I learned from his example to love my work, to do what I love to do, and I learned his optimism. He had an often repeated phrase, which was, "I've never had bad ham. I've had some that's better than others, but I've never had bad ham." My mother said my dad never made a mistake of the heart. He was a simple, steady man, and we used to wash the car in the creek. He taught me how to drive in the cemetery. He said you can't hurt anybody there. His marriage to my mom was a great love story. And I remember him riding in the car, singing, "The bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain to see what he could see."
I wanted to dedicate this music here to my 92-year-old grandfather, Eugene Frederick, father of nine and husband for over 70 years. He taught his sons and grandsons the key to a successful marriage, to discuss everything with your wife and then do what she says. And to my father, Thomas Jude, who gives unending support and encouragement and love to me and my three younger siblings, from who I was gifted music, and learned the value of hard work and practice through bribery with baseball cards. And to my wife, Molly Augusta, who has selflessly given me the gift of fatherhood. She routinely benefits from my grandfather's advice. And finally, to my 2.5-year-old daughter, Emmett Capley, through whom I am experiencing the wonders of the world again as a child. She fills me with an immeasurable and indescribable pride and joy that only a dad can know. She makes me a happy father every day.
And I want to thank my dad, Wayne Scott. He's 77 years old now. He gave me music, and he taught me the four chords that he kind of knew, G, C, D, and E, B minor, I would say. And then me and my brothers kind of went on from there. But one little detail I was thinking about, and it actually happened a lot on Sunday mornings, we had this little PA system, because we were a family band kind of thing a little bit, and he would get Johnny Cash and Hank Williams records and put the microphone right on the speaker. And so in essence, the house was like concert level volume of Hank Williams and Johnny Cash. maybe it was a little much. I didn't like to be awakened that way, but overall, I think it kind of worked out. So I want to thank my dad, Wayne Scott, for that. And I also want to thank my kids, and one of them's here. All of my kids have been here over the years, but I have one here this weekend, Mahala Ann. Think about your father.